This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1, good to have you aboard. Well, we're talking football, and there is only one person I would trust to call and settle this debate. He is the he is a star of New York's number one morning radio program, Boomer and Geo. He is the star of the NFL Today. And noted Terp, he is Boomer Esiason. Booms, what's going on, bud?
Hey, Mike, thanks for having me on. How are you?
Excellent. I tell you, getting an audience with you, I may as well try to have the Pope on the show. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, you know, the problem is you're on opposite the Pope. At least the Pope of sports here in New York.
Booms, I gotta.
We know what I'm talking about.
Oh, listen, everybody knows. Booms, I want you to settle this for me because I think I'm overreacting, and B, I don't know if I'm accurate with this, but Patrick Mahomes, he's the story of the league right now. I swear I'm watching Brett Favre. Is it too early to even utter that type of stuff, and is the comp even accurate?
It's very accurate, actually, and he is the second coming of Carson Wentz, who was the second coming of Andrew Luck. So there's a lot of comparisons between the athleticism, the coachability, the physical stature, the way they play. Obviously, we all saw him throw the ball left-handed the other night, so he's 65% completion with his right hand, and he's 100% completion with his left hand. So, you know, he's an amazing young man. I met him right before his draft, and I got to tell you, I was so blown away by his whole attitude, the way he carried himself. I got a chance to meet his mom, so listening to her talk about her son growing up on Major League Baseball diamonds with his dad and everything else, you just kind of felt, at least I kind of felt like this kid had everything that it took. And, you know, I know that everybody, you know, coming out of the Big 12 that throws a football, everybody has problems with that. But you know what? We're watching Baker Mayfield do it. We're watching Patrick Mahomes do it right now. And you know, if you ask me, you know, the sky's the limit with this kid. And he's with a great coach. That's the always, I think, the most important aspect to the development of a young quarterback. And if I could compare it to what happened with Mitch Trubisky his first year and John Fox, it's not the greatest proving ground for a young quarterback to have a defensive head coach. You know, it's you got to have somebody who really knows how to get the best out of that position, and Andy has proven that he's been able to do that throughout his career as a head coach.
Boom, one thing we were talking about, too, though, is normally the league will catch up. You know, like you remember RG3 or Kaepernick, and you know, whether it's a running quarterback or a new offense.
He's not even close. I mean, come on, those guys.
No, like he's, there's no catch up to this kid. What, everything he does is legitimate.
Yeah, you know why? It's the same thing with Andrew Luck, and it's the same thing with Carson Wentz. I mean, it's, these guys are all about football. They're all about being coached. They're all about being a part of the team. You know, their teammates love these guys. And because they're all the same, you know, they play the game hard. They can run. They all can run if they want to. Now, Patrick doesn't run nearly as much as Andrew and Carson, but, you know, they're team leaders. You know, that's what Mitch Trubisky needs to become out in Chicago. He needs to become a team leader where his team really likes him, wants to fight for him, wants to believe that he's the leader of that team, especially in tough spots. So, you know, I thought Patrick on Monday night really handled himself well. That's a tough spot. If anybody's ever played in Denver in prime time with Von Miller and Bradley Chubb coming at you, you know, there's a lot to deal with. But if you watch that game closely, one of the reasons why he had so much success is because Andy took the ball out of his hands for most of the night and gave it to Kareem Hunt, who was awesome that night. And then in the fourth quarter, when the game kind of settled down and he was going no huddle, all of a sudden, Patrick Mahomes elevated his game and took the game over. And it was fun to watch. They're must-see TV, Mike. And I'm telling you, I felt this way about him right before the draft. And I'm so glad that he's validating all the feelings that I had. And everybody else around us is enjoying what they're seeing.
It's amazing, too, when you look at it. Because obviously, when you played, and for people like my age growing up watching the game, and it's the sport now, I mean, 350-yard passing games are common. I think there's been 13 400-yard games this year, more points than ever. I don't think it's going backwards either. I mean, this is the new NFL. Like, this is what we have to get used to, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's the rules. It's tough to play defense in this league now. You don't know where to hit the quarterback, how to hit the quarterback. And I know a lot of fans are frustrated by all that. At the end of the day, take it from a guy who spent 14 years in the NFL getting ran over by guys like Richard Dent and Reggie White. It's no fun, and especially when they pile drive you into the ground. Now, they'll say they're just trying to, you know, impose their will on you while they lead half of you into the dirt or into the turf as they pick you up. But I think it's smart for the league. We want our stars on the field. You know, God forbid anything happens to any of these young quarterbacks that we're all so excited about. And every time I watch a Russell Wilson game, I'm like, oh, my God, I hope this kid gets up and plays next week because he's worth the price of admission. And, you know, that's what we want. We want our guys to stay healthy. We want our defensive players to be careful and not hurt themselves or hurt our quarterbacks. And we want to see these types of games each and every week. I know it's not the 2000 Ravens or the 85 Bears, but there are some teams in this league that do play really good defense, and they're taught properly and they're coached really well. And those are teams like Jacksonville and the Rams and, of course, the Ravens, the Bears right there. I mean, you're talking about four of the best defenses in Tennessee. You know, those defenses will give these offenses a struggle. There's no question about it. And that's, I think, what makes this game between Jacksonville and Kansas City so cool at 1 o'clock on CBS is that, you know, all of a sudden we get the best defense versus the best offense, and it should be quite the show in Kansas City.
Boomer Esiason joining us. Well, Boomer, you don't have to worry about defense here in Detroit. We don't play any. I want to pick your brain. We're too close to it. We're too emotional with it.
You will. You know, it takes a while for a guy to change the culture of a franchise. And I'm a huge Matt Patricia fan, covering the Patriots all those years and still covering them for that matter, watching him learn under Bill Belichick. I know I want him to wave the wand, and I want him to be good. They'll be good, and he'll get it straightened out, and they'll reset the culture there, and they'll make that team tougher. I've already seen the last 2 weeks, even though last week they lost, I've seen a much tougher team the last 2 weeks than we saw at the beginning of the year, but even so much so, more so than the last two or three years. So I think they're on the right track.
When you talk about the culture, though, that's something I brought up yesterday with our listeners, and it's just overcoming the culture in a place like Detroit that has been nothing but losing for 60 years. I mean, do we underrate that both in the media and as fans? Like, do we underestimate exactly how difficult that is?
No, not at all. I mean, that's why, you know, that's why some of these franchises get stuck in neutral for so long. I mean, you know, Matthew Stafford's a great quarterback. He could throw it with anybody. I want Matt Patricia to hold him accountable, you know, that it's not going to be all about you in the fourth quarter, son. You know, I need you to be careful. I need you to be energetic. You know, one of the reasons why I think Tom Brady screams a lot on the sideline is because I think he tries to whip himself up into a frenzy. And sometimes I don't see that from Matthew. You know, I see a lot of Eli Manning in Matthew, like a lot of it's okay. No, it's not okay. It's your team, and you have to get your guys to believe in you and that you're going to win. And I think Matt Patricia, you know, being around Tom Brady all those years, knows what the consummate professional is watching the greatest of all time. And he's got to try to impart some of that wisdom on Matthew, and hopefully Matthew will buy into it, and he'll buy into what his coach is selling and not be a locker room lawyer and be a locker room leader. And eventually that thing will turn around as long as, you know, the head coach and the quarterback can get in sync and they can believe in each other, much like they do in New England.
Boomer Esiason joining us. No, I'm glad you said it, Boomer, because that's the biggest frustration people have with Stafford. You know, the nickname out here is Stat Padford, that basically it's, you know, the team will be down by 20. He'll do one of the faux comebacks where you're doing the whole yardage for time trade and teams soften up. Like, a great example, you look at his stat line from the Dallas game and you go, wow, this kid played unbelievable. But then right. You look at it, it's like, how unbelievable did you play when the team was down 20-10 to start the fourth? You would produce 10 offensive points. 2 weeks prior, you go to Frisco. Final numbers look unbelievable. They start the fourth quarter. Boom, they're down 30-13. Like, I don't know how to reconcile it because numbers-wise, it looks all right, but they don't produce. And you're right. The attitude stuff, fans out here have had enough. They want him to just say something once.
Well, it's kind of like what Eli is dealing with in New York. And, you know, I cover the Jets and the Giants like you cover the Lions every single day. And every single day I get the same reason. How come it's been 37 games that the Giants haven't scored 30 points? You know, how come, you know, Odell Beckham Jr. is on the sideline going crazy and frustrated? Well, if you got balls thrown over your head, and, you know, and that's how he got hurt last year when two balls were thrown over his head. He had to go up and get him. He got hurt in a preseason game against Cleveland where he hurt his ankle because he had to go up and get a ball. And then he ends up breaking his ankle against the Chargers having to go up and get a ball. I mean, you know, and then at the end of the day, you see 31 for 41, 250 yards. You're like, wow, that's a pretty good game. No, it's not. I mean, you know, you watch, you know, Pat Mahomes, you watch Carson Wentz, you watch Andrew Luck, you watch these guys that are willing to throw the ball down the field. Tom Brady tonight, you'll see it. You know, sometimes you got to take chances. You're not going to win every game. I get that. And not every game is going to be your best game. And sometimes you really got to fight through it and grind. And that's when you really got to have an attitude because you got to believe that you can win even when you're not at your best. But staying high energy all the time for four quarters to me is a prerequisite of making $25 million a year and playing quarterback in this league. Because the league is about you. It's about you and how you play and how much you get out of your teammates. And that's why, you know, it's sometimes it's frustrating watching some of these guys, you know, that don't do it every single week and don't do it as good as guys like Drew Brees or Tom Brady. And, look, even Ben Roethlisberger is struggling this year. They've had two games where they've been shut out in the second half. I mean, I'm like, in this league and with these rules, are you kidding me?
It's impossible.
So there's something missing. All right.
No, I'm glad you said it, though, because, again, like, I mean, Eli's a perfect comparison to Stafford. Stafford will get up at this podium, Boomer, and it's a collection of ums and you knows, and he just fans are clamoring. Like, this town wants to turn him into a hero. They are begging for a star to help them. He's never said anything meaningful in his career, and I'm telling you, it's a perfect comp to Eli. I mean, I'm a Giants fan. You know this. I got to look at Eli with that blank stare breathing through his mouth that drives me out of my mind.
It's tough, and it's tough to try to explain that to fans. You know, this is Eli who's won two Super Bowls here. They tried to get a look at backup quarterbacks last year under Ben McAdoo, and the whole place went nuts. You know, politically, everybody was behind, you know, Eli, so they put him back in the starting role because he benched himself. I mean, it was ridiculous, actually. And I've said this a million times, so I'm not saying anything new to you that I haven't said here in New York. And, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, you're making $25 million. You've got to give more. You've got to give more. That's all there is to it. And if your agent is in there beating, you know, the GM over the head and the owner over the head, this is your guy. This is the face of the franchise. This is the guy that's known for 50,000 yards. You know, at the end of the day, it's got to be the guy that's going to win you football games. And not just on that, but now he's got to do it under a different kind of way and a different expectation. And that's where I go back to Matt Patricia, because Matt Patricia has got to get the best out of not only him, but Jim Bob Cooter and everybody else on that offense. And when I watched them play the Patriots the other night and I saw their offensive line just mauling the Patriots defensive line, I'm saying, okay, they're starting to turn the corner. And, you know, last week was frustrating and disappointing. It was a game that could have easily won. They probably could have easily won a couple more, you know, had they come out with that attitude that they had against the Patriots. So I don't think they're that far from turning it around, to be honest with you. But today or this week for them, it's a referendum game. This is a game that they got to have. I mean, you cannot lose a home game within your division. And I don't care who you're playing against, because the team they're playing against, by the way, does have a $150 million quarterback who unfortunately hasn't been playing that great the last couple of weeks, and maybe you're catching them at the right time.
Yeah, indeed. Boomer, appreciate it. Hopefully we can catch up with you later in the year. I'll put in another request. Hopefully we can get an audience with you at some time before Christmas.
Mike, if I listen, I appreciate it. I'm sorry for all the troubles, but, you know, no, like
please.
You, I'm a busy man, my man.
Understood, my man. Boomer, we'll talk to you. Thanks again.
All right.
Boomer Esiason, NFL Today. You catch him on CBS. Best in the biz. He said some very interesting things there. I want to talk about that next. The Stafford stuff in there warrants some discussion.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.